Hey, everybody. Welcome to How To Tuesday today. Man, one of the most common questions and an email that I get all the time is, I listen to your podcast. I really like it. I have an idea for a podcast myself. How do I do this? And I've written a couple articles. I put the gear that I use online and stuff like that. But you know what? There's not just one way to do this. There's a lot of ways to do this. And there are some better ways than others. Personally, in pretty much everything that I've ever done, I end up taking the hard road because I don't know what I'm doing. I make a lot of mistakes and I bumble my way through and somehow through determination and hard work can get something done. I don't suggest that approach for everyone. And that's why I have my friend Dave Stewart on today to give us a how-to Tuesday on how to start your own podcast. He's got a program. He's going to tell us all about it. Listen to him. He's got some good advice because he has a podcast called The Wet Fly Swing, which I was a guest on. I had Dave on my podcast as well, and he's starting two other podcasts. So he knows a thing or two about starting a podcast. Dave, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Right on, man. Well, we do have a lot of questions about starting a podcast. So whatever kind of advice you can give us, I'm listening as well. To remedy all the things that I've done wrong while I start my podcast. But like I said, there's no one way to do anything really, but I'm very interested in your program. You have a program that teaches people how to do podcasts. So let's go through it, man. What do you do? How do you suggest someone starts a podcast?
Yeah. So I think the one thing is, it can be very easy. I mean, literally these days, this thing in your pocket is crazy. I mean, the video on it, the audio is pretty good. If you're looking at these things, I mean, so you can literally take your phone out. And if you had to, you could do that. You could literally just record yourself either like a voicemail, so that's the very low end. Just to let everybody know, podcasting is not difficult. I've got this mic here. There's other stuff. Don't make it too more difficult than it is. Anybody can do it. Anybody in the world, you can name the podcast niche. Everybody's done it. So you can do it. That's the first thing. There are some other steps to get going on it, and we can dig it. And I'll just give a highlight, the Start a Podcast Challenge, which is just a 30-day email. It's a challenge. If you sign up for that, you'll get an email every day for 30 days, and it walks you through a new step, a new tip each day.
How do they sign up for that?
So outdoorsonline.co/start-a-podcast.
Okay.
That'll get you there. And so that's outdoors with an S, outdoorsonline.co. And I just walk you through basically the steps. And if you can't keep up with the 30-day challenge, don't worry about it. You could always reach out to me and I can help you. But essentially, it just gives you an idea of what it takes to get going. And for example, what's your topic? The big thing with podcasting is, there's a few things. You can't be boring, right? That's one of the things. You've got to bring content because people, if you're going to build, an audience, you've got to have something people want to listen to. So that's the first thing. So know what your topic is. And I think niching down, we talked about a little bit about this when we did your show, but it's important to niche down. So when you're starting out, niche down and then niche down again from that niche and then niche down again. So go as niche because what you want to be is that person where when somebody searches, basket weaving or whatever, basket weaving underwater, you want to be the ultimate resource, right? So whatever that is, but also find something you're passionate about. So that's another big part of it. And these are just general things to be thinking about. So think right now, what are you passionate about? What do you love doing? That might be a good podcast. If your thing is, you just want to make money because you want to start podcasting because you want to make money, don't do a podcast because that's not going to be successful. Podcasting takes time. It's hard work. It's not easy, right? Anybody can do it, but it's not easy. You got to stick with it. You're not going to see returns like instantly. You're not going to be making $1 million this year, but if you stick with it long enough, you will be successful. So those are two things I love to throw out there. There's so much more involved in it, determining your format, what you need. For microphones, this is a good example. I mean, this microphone right here I'm talking on, just to show you could spend $500 on a microphone. You could spend all this money. This microphone is literally, you can get it, I think it's like $70. So this is a Samsung Q2U. This is the microphone I recommend for getting started. But I've used it just because I don't need it. The cool thing is this thing has actually two inputs. It's got an XLR and a USB, which I love because a lot of times I'll record into multiple devices. But so again, just showing you can get a mic for under $100. Hosting, you got to pay for hosting, just like your website. You have to pay a certain fee for a company to host all your content. Same with podcasting, but again, you could do that for as little as $5 a month. So there's some fees. There's a few fees, but getting started is very low. Literally for, $20 a month or less, you can probably get going on this. So, that's just getting started. There, we can dig into more, but that's kind of the first things I like to throw out there.
Yeah. And so a microphone, what about a recording device? Like, what do you suggest for that? Like, go straight into the phone, or like, I started out with a Zoom recorder, which was probably more expensive than I needed at the time. But what do you recommend for like a device to record?
Yeah. It depends on the type of format, what type of show. Are you interviewing other people? Are they in person? Are they around or whatever? But, you could do a solo show. If you're the expert on some topic, you can just start your podcast. If you're an expert on basket weaving, just do a solo show and be like, okay, today we're going to talk about this specific thing. And with that, you only need, your cell phone. I would recommend a microphone because your audio is going to sound better. But this microphone, for example, here, you can see this is USB going into my computer. You can download and record right into your computer. Audacity is free. If you have a Mac, GarageBand is free. Those are free, awesome editing tools that you can use. I know people that are podcasters right now that still use Audacity, and because they enjoy it. There's other things you can pay. I love Hindenburg. It's a service, editing service. It's $300 for a lifetime, to that software. And that's great. But so, again, you can record into anything, but if you have, like we said, you could record into your phone and you could literally take that. I'm sure there's ways. Well, I know there are ways you can edit it in your phone and upload it into, your computer and then and you could take it to the extreme level. The, I don't recommend this, but there's the, who's the Spotify bought that company, Anchor, right? Anchor is really simple. I don't recommend Anchor just because I'm not sure if they're going to be around for the longer term. So I use Libsyn for hosting. But you could do it. If you want to just get started, you could literally record on your phone, download it into one of these apps and go with it.
Cool. And then for somebody, one of the big holdups that I've heard for people that are interested in something, they may even have bought the equipment, but they don't have anyone listen to the show except their uncle and their dad and their sister. And so they have three listens and they're afraid to go out and ask someone that they want to be on the podcast to be a guest because they're like, too small. But what's your kind of advice on the size of the show and whether or not you should or how you should kind of introduce yourself to a prospective guest?
Yeah. Well, there's the, I guess the two, there's the should you and then the how do you do it? Basically, I think that's, again, what I love about podcasting is on Outdoors Online, we've had some amazing guests, John Lee Dumas, and we've had Jay Abraham, these huge guests, bigger than life people. And they've come on because they know the power of podcasting. They know that if they get on a podcast, and these are people that actually are in the space, they know that if they get on a podcast, even if it's super tiny, they're going to probably grow their brand. So that's the thing to realize. If you're starting out, just realize that when you come to some guests, you name it in your niche, you likely will have a good chance to get them on the show if you are doing an interview podcast. So that's the first thing to realize. Pretty much anybody in the world, you could probably get on. I've got my list, some of my upper list, like Yvonne Chouinard, some of these people I'd love to get on, and I hope to eventually on the Wet Fly Swing show. But that's the first thing. The how to do it, I recommend. Again, you can go like the sales 101, like cold calling and stuff like that. There's all sorts of ways to do it. Social media is a great way, just reaching out. Some of them will just send them a DM or whatever. You could try that. But a lot of them, I'll send an email out to, somehow track down the email. Obviously the best way is referrals. If you're interviewing, if you know somebody through somebody, on Outdoors Online, we had a LinkedIn expert, which is a great episode that talked about using LinkedIn for business. And that's a great resource. If you can find them on LinkedIn and connect with them, and maybe if it's a really big guest, maybe you don't just reach out and just say, hey, I'm here, do it, but you've got to build up. So maybe do the 7 touch points. Maybe 14 touch points, get to know them. If it's Jay Abraham, maybe you want to like follow their stuff, read their stuff, comment on their blog post, just let them know you're out there and share their stuff. You got to, some of that you got to build. with that said, I've had guests that have been the biggest names in the world, and I've just reached out with one email and said, hey, do you want to come on? And they said, yeah.
Hmm. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So nobody should be afraid of that. I've only been turned down a couple of times, and it was never by someone big. It was always by someone, you know, that I found interesting, but obviously they don't understand the power of the podcast. They don't understand what a podcast is and what it could do for them. And they have declined. And it's kind of surprising, because those people are the ones that would benefit actually the most from getting on the podcast. But only been declined a couple of times. And everyone, to your point, everyone that is really big has said yes almost immediately.
Yep.
So is there any parting kind of words of wisdom you could give aspiring podcasters?
You know, the only thing is the biggest words of advice for me is, I mean, it's just that same thing. Stick with it. Like we said, if you stick with it long enough, you're going to be successful. And, you know, in success, right? Set your, what is success? Define that. What does that look like? Are you trying to grow a business? Do you want to make $1 million at this thing? You should define that first. Maybe it's just a hobby podcast. Maybe success for you is just being able to podcast every couple of weeks. If that's it, then that's great. But again, I think define that success and then just stay with it and you will get there. I guarantee it. If you stay with it long enough, you will get to where you need to go in podcasting.
Right on. Man, that's some great advice. So you can get to your podcast, The Wet Fly Swing is your number one podcast right now. What are the other ways that people could listen to what you do and check out all of your stuff?
Yeah. Definitely wetflyswing.com or wetflyswing on social. We've got we're going to be pushing 200 episodes. And I think we're going to break the million download mark this next year, which is amazing. So that's great. We've also got outdoorsonline.co. is like we said, outdoorsonline.co/start-a-podcast. You can jump into this 30-day challenge. And then the newest thing we haven't mentioned is We Speak Trout, a new podcast launching in a couple months here, which is going to be all focused on trout fishing and and not just fly fishing, but gear and everything. So those are the main places.
Okay. All right. Good advice. If you're interested in starting a podcast. Oh, and then you have your 30-day challenge. Well, let's go over that one more time. Where do you sign up?
Yeah. So the best place is just outdoorsonline.co/start-a-podcast.
Okay. And you sign up there and you get a different email every day telling you kind of the step that you recommend they take.
Yep. I'm thinking now, I think the everyday thing, I think for some people maybe is a little challenging. So I always like to throw out there, if that's too fast for you, you can do it literally 30 days. You can do this thing in 30 days. And that just shows you how it's doable. But if you fall behind, if my emails get lost in your spam box, just realize you can always reach out to me at Wet Fly Swing or Outdoors Online, and I'll email you back. I comment. The great thing is, being my size, you know, I can respond to pretty much everybody still. So you will get I guarantee if you reach out to me, I'll reply to you.
Gotcha. All right. Great advice. Thanks, Dave. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.